This is Africa Tech Kin with Danny That Guy. Logging into biggest tech stories in Zimbabwe, Africa, and the world, right here on ZFM Stereo.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the Africa Tech Kin right here on ZFM Stereo, my station, your premier weekly show that helps you understand all the technology news that we might have received this week. I'm your host and your guide through the technology jungle. My name is Danny That Guy, and we've got a packed show for you tonight, as we do every week. Here's what's coming up. Our big story: your title deed is going digital, and the government has given everyone a window to make the switch. Just over a year left. We'll unpack exactly what that means, and we're going to understand it even if you don't work in property. We're also going to look at why a group of teachers just went back to the classroom themselves to learn AI and what that teaches us about how the education sector in Zimbabwe needs to keep up with the times. There are now cameras watching how you drive in Harare, and they're going to be going national as well. We're going to talk about that. Then the mining boom that everyone's talking about in Zimbabwe quietly has become a tech story. Interesting. And it's more all about jobs. We'll talk about why. And an issue coming through on the continent: should Africa lean on American big tech to build its AI future? Or should it lag behind a little bit for the sake of protecting its own sovereignty? Finally, Meta wants you to pay for Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp. Does this mean that the era of free social media is coming to an end? We're going to discuss that and unpack it all on the show today. As always, this is a two-way conversation, so as much as I'm sharing these news stories with you, I would love to hear your thoughts and opinions. So please, if you listen to this live on radio, you can get in touch via WhatsApp on the in-studio number, that's 0772-168-045. Or if you are listening to this on demand, either via our Current Affairs podcast for ZFM Stereo, just search for ZFM Stereo Current Affairs. Or if you're watching this live on YouTube, that's on the ZFM Stereo YouTube channel, where you can watch this non-AI generated face, then please use the hashtag AfricaTechKin. AfricaTechKin, that's K-I-N. Because as we often say on this show, we're all a family, and technology is what connects us. Okay, let's get into our first story then, shall we? If you own property, you have just over a year to take your old paper title deed and have it validated and converted into a digital record. The government has begun the second phase of a program to digitize the country's entire title deed system. This is from Statutory Instrument 76 of 2025, run by the Deeds Office through something called the Digital Land Administration Platform, or DLAP. So the statutory instrument says in Section 40, the registrar shall require all holders of old title deeds to submit copies of their documents to the deeds registry for validation within 24 months from the date of publication of this statutory instrument. By the way, the date of publication is July 2025. It goes on to say, upon successful validation of the old title deeds, the registrar shall issue securitized deeds to the respective owners in accordance with the digitization and modernization objectives of the deeds registry. Securitized deeds shall be in an electronic format, duly authenticated and recorded in the digital registry system as provided under Section 90, subsection 1A of the Act. Okay, what is this all about? Well, up to now, the whole title deeds system has been on paper, physical files that sit in the deeds office. As you can imagine, this has problems attached to it. Paper gets lost, damaged, manual systems lead to all kinds of mistakes and duplications. So the decision was made to move all of these paper title deeds onto a secure digital system that's much harder to forge or manipulate and that allows for easy access as a database. This is long overdue, in my opinion. How does it actually work? Well, the chief registrar, Mr. Willie Mushai, laid out the steps. Phase one, this one happens in the back office. This is where they scanned and digitized the existing archive of title deeds and documents. And now, according to the chief registrar, we are in phase two, which is now about your title deed. And you are expected to take your paper deed to a conveyancer of your choice. That's the property lawyer who handles this kind of process. Then that conveyancer will validate, which is to confirm that you are who you say you are, that you genuinely own this property. Once they're satisfied, they will then upload your details onto the DLAP system that lands in the deeds office, where the officials compare it against the records that they already hold. And if everything matches, they print a brand new deed on a special security paper with built-in security features, and your old paper deed is then surrendered, endorsed, and archived. So the deeds office stressed that this process is not a transfer, it's just a validation. The ownership doesn't change, it still remains to the original owner of the title deed. So after some news outlets explained this process online and there were several articles about it, there were some people who felt a little bit of unease. For example, they were asking about the cost of going back to a conveyancer to validate their title deed. And it's true, it's not free to get this title deed validated. That's not the only cost. There are other costs associated. There's the official prescribed deeds registry fees. These are prescribed in the statutory instrument and they may periodically be reviewed. Naturally, none of us want to pay more money. But at the same time, we would probably all agree that we do need to get this digitization done. There's no way that we can keep relying on the old manual paper system. Some have suggested, why not give people a portal to check their own records and then flag errors where they come up? This could be a useful service that will perhaps reduce the need for everyone to have to go and get their title deed validated. But at this point, the law is already in place. So as of now, there's no choice. You have to go and take your paper title deed, find yourself a conveyancer, and get your deeds validated. Then your title deed is digitized and available within the digital system. Okay, let's move on to the next story. The Zimbabwe Open University, ZOU, has just certified its first group of 78 educators under a new AI for Educators program. The Permanent Secretary for Higher and Tertiary Education, Innovation, Science and Technology Development, Professor Fanuel Tagwira, said AI is a support tool designed to empower teachers rather than replace them. He called AI a technological force for socioeconomic transformation, there to support teachers, not push them out. Okay, so the new story is that 78 teachers, by the way, in a country with an estimated over 100,000 teachers, were certified in AI for education. But that's not really the biggest story. The real story is that the world is changing and we need the curriculum to change with it. It's all well and good that these 78 teachers receive this education, but the world our kids are growing into is more digital year by year. And there's this problem that exists in the classrooms where the students are often ahead of the teachers when it comes to technology. You've probably experienced that yourself. One of the graduates, the 78 from ZOU, said he'd actually feared AI might cost him his job one day because his pupils were always a step ahead of him online and that gap was knocking his confidence. But after the course, he said he walked out ready to use these tools instead of fearing them. Look, teachers, you have my sympathies. You're tasked with equipping the children to build our future. And in a world whose future is ever more increasingly uncertain, we definitely need more teachers to understand technology and understand the digital world that we are living in. Okay, let's move on to our next story. This one is on the roads. Will Harare traffic finally be fixed by technology? While the government is rolling out the Electronic Traffic Management System, or ETMS, across the country, we first spoke about this last year, and this week, Transport and Infrastructural Development Minister Advocate Felix Mona, he confirmed that the rollout is now underway in an interview that he had at the Road Safety Week commemorations, where he said that they were working with the Ministry of Home Affairs and Cultural Heritage. He said that in Harare, they have already begun installing the intelligent cameras at intersections, and through the civil platform, there will be a call for reporting traffic violations for the general public. Automated number plate recognition will lead to electronic tickets being issued without an officer having to flag any driver down. About a month ago, we got news that the system had been completed, developed by the Ministry of ICT, Postal and Courier Services in partnership with Tel1. The rollout of the system so far has been, shall we say, interesting. Back in October last year, the police released over 3,000 license plates that were picked up by this system. They were flagged vehicles for jumping red lights in the CBD. Presumably, at that time, they didn't yet have this automated system running because this huge list was just presented and circulated and drivers were asked to go to the nearest police station within 7 days if their license plate was among the 3,000. As you can imagine, not a great system. Well, after the news that we got this past week, we do expect the system rollout to continue, not just in Harare, but also Bulawayo. Anyone who drives in Harare knows the chaos of Harare driving, the kombis, the mshikashikas, and let's be real, the regular civilian drivers as well. This whole system needs to be sorted out. So this electronic system takes out bribery, takes out corruption. If you break the rules, you get fined, period. Hopefully, This will sort out a lot of our traffic problems in Harare. But the same issues that the rest of the world faces when it comes to automated surveillance systems will eventually be a problem here in Zimbabwe as well. Privacy, security of the data. What about false positives when the system erroneously flags you and you get a ticket, even for somewhere you might not have been? And of course, cameras and sensors, these need constant maintenance and calibration, not to mention protection from thieves. The local engineering market is going to have to figure out the solution to all these challenges. And the rollout is going to have to get a lot smoother than it has been so far. In the meantime, have you seen the cameras in Harare? Better yet, have you been caught by these cameras in Harare? We'd love to hear about it. Let me know. Okay, we're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, the mining boom is becoming a tech jobs boom. We're going to explain what we mean by that. Stay with us. This is the Africa Tech Kin on ZFM Stereo. If any of these stories have been of interest to you, please use the hashtag Africa Tech Kin when you post about it on social media. And make sure you follow this show on demand, either on ZFM Stereo Current Affairs or on YouTube. Just search for ZFM Stereo. We'll be right back.
Serving you hits. Just the hits.
I got family at the end of the day. That's all I need.
Yo, what's going on? This is Drizzy Drake. This is my station.
Family. Your hit music station.
Z.
Welcome back to the Africa Tech Kin right here on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station. I'm your host and your guide through the technology jungle. My name is Danny That Guy. And let's get straight into it. We got some more stories to get through. The news recently has had a lot to say about the mining boom in Zimbabwe. A lot of news about lithium, gold, platinum, chrome, and so on. The Chamber of Mines says the sector could need up to 100,000 additional workers over the next 5 years as all this investment is made into this industry. To put that into context, the formal mining sector employs around 60,000 people right now. So, according to this estimate by the Chamber of Mines, we're talking about potentially almost tripling the workforce. The Chamber's chief executive, Isaac Kwesu, was speaking at the Zimbabwe Association of Pension Funds annual conference in Vic Falls, and he said the formal mining industry requires at least 100,000 people in the next 5 years, with nearly half being critical skills, specifically engineers. What an interesting statement. Here's what caught my eye. And this, especially if you're a young person who's thinking about your employment and your future and so on, there's probably a lot of takeaways from this. They say that nearly half of those new roles are engineers and highly skilled technical specialists. Well, what jobs are these? What are we talking about? Well, modern mines are mechanizing and automating fast. So the type of workers that they're looking for aren't just miners, who people who will dig into the dirt. They need automation and control engineers. They need people who run that automated plant. They need instrumentation and electrical technicians. They need mine planning and geospatial specialists who work with mapping software. Data analysts who squeeze efficiency out of the operation. People who maintain automated machinery. And increasingly, people who will handle the cybersecurity of all those connected industrial systems. So the Chamber of Mines is speaking about an industry that needs digital skills as much as it needs the muscle of digging out the minerals from the earth. So if you're a young Zimbabwean weighing up a STEM path, this is where the demand is. This is where it's going to be over the next 5 years. In fact, we can expect that almost every industry, not just mining, is going to start becoming more and more a tech industry. Okay, let's move on to our next story. This time we're zooming out to the whole continent. America and China has all the technology. For Africa to keep up, do we need to partner with them and in so doing give off some of our sovereignty? Or should we just try and do it ourselves as Africa? Africa's four biggest tech economies, that's Nigeria, Egypt, Kenya, and South Africa, have been drafting their national AI strategies. And several of them have done something interesting. In fact, all four of these that we mentioned, they openly admitted that the continent depends too heavily on American big tech. That's Google, Microsoft, Nvidia, Meta, OpenAI, and so on. And they've named that dependence as a risk to their security and sovereignty. Okay, let's look at the numbers to understand what this headline is saying. Africa is about 18% of the world's population, but holds less than 1% of the world's data center capacity. This is a figure that's coming from the World Economic Forum. And by McKinsey's reckoning, our top five markets combined have less computing capacity than France had back in 2024. So this is the imbalance we're talking about. The fact that the West has this huge head start when it comes to technology. But there's still money moving in Africa. A $60 billion US Africa AI fund was announced at the Kigali Summit last year. This one targeting infrastructure, talent, and 12,000 NVIDIA chips for the big economies. Cassava, which is Strive Masiwa's company, launched what's been called Africa's first NVIDIA AI factory in South Africa back in March. So there is money moving in the world of AI in Africa. So this has led to an interesting debate, because this might not be as straightforward as it seems. Should Africa lean on American big tech to build its AI future, or should Africa fight to build it ourselves? On the one side, if we're going to be realistic, we are not going to build world-class AI infrastructure from scratch overnight. The capital, the chips, the expertise, all of these are largely in America or in China. Partnering gets us there faster. The Cassava NVIDIA deal shows that partnerships can work. As AI governance expert Rachel Adams put it, Africa's push for digital sovereignty cannot mean total independence from global AI supply chains. So you can want control without wanting isolation. On the other hand, dependence has a price. If your citizens' data, your core infrastructure, your rules all run on someone else's platform, whose priorities really shape your future? Cambridge University researcher Kofi Yeboah warned about the deals that look generous, like the one in Rwanda with Anthropic, but in reality are just getting African governments to absorb the cost of adopting foreign technology. We've already seen pushback from Africa. Countries like Ghana, Nigeria, Zambia, even Zimbabwe have all rejected deals with America that would put citizens' health off the continent in American data centers. I genuinely think that there's no easy answer to this issue of sovereignty versus speed. But I do want to know what you think. Do we as Africa partner with American big tech and move fast, or is it better to protect our sovereignty even if it's slower and harder? Love to hear your thoughts. Please send it through via WhatsApp 0772-168045 or use the hashtag AfricaTechKin or drop it in the comments so we can talk about it. Okay, let's move on to our final story. Is free social media coming to an end? Meta, the company behind Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, has just launched paid subscriptions for all three worldwide. They're calling it Meta One. Instagram Plus and Facebook Plus will cost you about $3.99 a month, according to the announcement, and WhatsApp Plus will cost around $2.99 per month. Now, for now, those platforms are still free, but these paid subscriptions supposedly give you extras: profile customization, better analytics, wider reach, that sort of thing. There are also more expensive AI tiers being tested. The apps are free, and the whole blue tick verified, Meta verified situation is something separate as well. So why is Meta doing this? Well, Meta has been pouring mouth-watering amounts into AI development. We're talking over $100 billion a year in spending. So now it's obviously looking for ways to make money beyond just the advertising that has made them so much money so far. So that brings me to that question. Is this the beginning of the end of free social media? Because we all know how it goes, right? First, it starts with a paid tier. Then over some time, everything is paid. Well, it actually might. Running modern AI is incredibly expensive, as you're seeing with all the companies that are engaged in making AI tools. And typically, that's how the playbook goes, right? Launch a free service, get everyone hooked, then start charging the heavy users. Then layer by layer, you start bringing everyone else into the paid users. But at the same time, social media is a little bit of a different animal. No one is being forced to pay. The apps are still free. Ads still pay most of the bills, and they really wouldn't want to get rid of that very lucrative ad business. For now, these plus tiers are just optional add-ons. They're not a wall. And the extras that they seem to give probably aren't that attractive. Now, when you heard that, you may have jumped, because in Zimbabwe, WhatsApp is basically the lifeblood of business. People get their views, people get their news, people get their communication through WhatsApp. So a paid WhatsApp tier would probably send a lot of people panicking. Now, Zimbabwe is an extremely price-sensitive market. Would most people pay $3 a month or whatever the cost would be here in Zimbabwe to access WhatsApp if it eventually comes to that? Probably not. But for now, everyone can relax. This is just an optional extra. It is not yet a paid subscription to access these platforms. It may never be, but it is worth paying attention to. Okay, that's our show. Let's do a quick recap, shall we? Your title deed is going digital, and you've got just over a year left So please understand the process. Don't panic, but you have to find yourself a conveyancer if you own the old paper title deed. Teachers are starting to AI upskill. We only started with 78, but really it helped us to understand that more and more educators need to be familiar with technology and the digital world that they are equipping our children to get into. There are also cameras on our roads now, going national. So watch how you drive, because you might just be electronically receiving your fine. The mining boom is actually a tech jobs boom, because the mining industry is becoming more and more technology focused. So young people, take note. More and more technology engineers are needed in the space of mining. Some estimates say 100,000 new jobs, of which almost half could be technology jobs. Africa is wrestling with this idea of what to do about AI. Should we get left behind by America and China and the huge tech companies, or should we partner with them and risk giving up our sovereignty and giving up our data? The debate rages on, and I want to hear your thoughts. And finally, Meta wants you to start paying for Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp. For now, it's just for optional extras. Hopefully, that's where it will stay. Okay, if tonight's show really fired you up, I want to hear your thoughts. Please, the WhatsApp number is 0772-168-045. Or you can get on social media, your favorite social media platform of choice, and you can drop your thoughts using the hashtag AfricaTechKin. If you want to listen to this again, it's available on demand. Just search for ZFM Stereo Current Affairs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe so that every week, as soon as it drops, you get it fresh in your inbox. Or you can watch it on YouTube. Subscribe to ZFM Stereo on YouTube, where shortly after it drops on radio, you'll be able to watch the full show on YouTube. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name's Danny That Guy. It's been a pleasure breaking down the technology news for you. But Current Affairs continues right here on ZFM Stereo, so don't go anywhere. As for me, I'm saying goodnight, and we'll catch you again next week. Bye-bye.
Tune in next time for Africa Tech Kin on ZFM Stereo, discussing all things tech.